In the Crease by Branford Marsalis. This is from the album called Contemporary Jazz. I could have chosen many different possibilities from Branford. He's always been one of my favorites. I've seen him live several times, many times, probably maybe like four times, I think. Three in the city and one up in Ithaca when he came up with Kurt Elling. And this lineup is amazing. Jeff Tane Watts on drums and Joey Calderazzo on piano and Eric Rivas on bass. And the form of this tune is very sort of unpredictable, and yet they're very, so it's just interesting. There's like chaos throughout the whole thing, but it's totally controlled and they all know exactly where they are. That's the way a lot of jazz is like. People who don't get it, quote, get it, they just hear a lot of background nonsense, but they don't realize there's a structure underneath. And in this particular tune, I don't know what the form is. I don't even know, you know, if the bars are, if it's uneven number of bars, or if it's some bars are different time signature than others. I never really counted it out. I just know there's a lot of twists and turns, but they're improvising, you know, very melodically. This is the other thing about Branford Marsalis' playing. Like, he's very melodic. Some saxophone players are very harmonically sophisticated and like to show it off. And he is too, but he never sacrifices melody and motifs. He's like a master of motifs. A motif being like a little idea that gets stretched or compacted or inverted or otherwise messed with. And he can do that for hours, like a little bit like Sonny Rollins can do that, you know, just take an idea and stretch it and reverse it and pull it. And he's really, it's just a very special thing. Branford Marsalis, I can't recommend. If you ever get a chance to go see him, it's just amazing.